Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Chaminade Madonna. And obviously that is a program that looked really good the other night. Primed for a run at a fourth consecutive title, a fifth consecutive trip to state. Head coach Damian Jones is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time, and we're off and running, aren't we?
Hey, thanks for having me. Yes, we are. Ready or not.
Yeah, ready or not. You and I talked a lot during this pandemic. You know, we kind of, from the beginning all the way back through the April and May and June throughout the summer, and it kind of looked a little bit bleak. But things started to ease a little bit. You found a way to take some precautions to kind of keep everybody safe. I know your administration 100% behind keeping everybody safe. Your opening game had no fans. The kids socially distanced as much as they could. Media only. Talk about that. Talk about getting ready. You know, people don't realize, but getting ready for that Friday night opener last week took a lot of doing.
Absolutely. It was kind of crazy with just all the media and very weird not having any fans. And so watching these NFL games, you know, I know they mock, you know, the noise in the background, but I kind of get where they're at. But they're getting paid good money to do what they're doing. But it's tough. It's tough for the kids. And the kids said it, you know, they miss hearing that noise and, you know, kind of that encouragement on, you know, why you playing football. So, yeah, my administration helped us out a great deal in, you know, taking the proper steps to making sure we even had a chance on playing football this year.
And a nice opener. I mean, you know, good, probably as good a opener as you can get locally. Two teams that have, as I said to Coach Clavejo before, two teams that have won five state titles in the last 3 years, which is not too bad. Between the two of you, good atmosphere. Kids kind of know one another, you know, from, you know, 7-on-7s and also some of the camps that they attend. Your main attraction, obviously, Thad Franklin on his way to the University of Miami, kind of looked in mid-season form, carrying that ball, running hard. Talk about him and how much he's matured over the last couple of years, because I think people see his talent, but they don't know that he's kind of matured quite a bit over the last couple of years as a person.
As a person and as a football player, him being there as a freshman, sitting behind Sean Shivers, who's at Auburn now, it was kind of tough for him. He was kind of immature, but these last 2 years, he's grown up so much. Just being a leader now, where before he wouldn't say much, and he's still really a shy kid, but he's superb when it comes to now, you know, being positive. So I'm very proud of him.
Young football team. Again, I mean, I know last year you were telling me that this year you're going to have some kids that are going to need to step up. And obviously, looking at your offensive line, a lot of young faces on it. I mean, we're talking sophomore young faces. Defensively, you start a lot of, you know, kids that who are welcome to be in the roles that they are at, but they're young. Talk about this team, because I think by the time, you know, the middle of the season rolls around, a lot of these kids are going to get more games under their belt and they're going to be more confident. Talk about that.
Hey, absolutely, Larry, because that's what I'm hoping, because we do have a lot of positions right now with a lot of underclassmen. Well, some of them, it was their first action, you know. And going into this game, I expected it to be sloppy, you know. Just like you say, we get kind of rolling around game 4 or 5 So that game, I expect it going in to be sloppy, and, you know, we did some things well and some things that we have to work on. And, you know, going in, I knew that, and coming out of it, that's what I thought that it would be. And we just got to, you know, get in the lab and get back to work and correct some things, and just hope these freshmen and sophomores kind of grow up a little bit quickly.
No time to kind of rest. You have another big one this week, American Heritage Plantation, always a competitive team, always a competitive game. And they're a lot of in the same mode as you. They have a lot of new faces that they have a test, new quarterback situation for them, a couple of other new faces. Talk about that. I mean, are we going to have some fans in the stands this week? Is it going to be limited or what?
Yeah, it's 25%. So we are going to have fans this week. So it should be a little better atmosphere. I'm looking forward to this week. But, yeah, this is another great team. Pat does a great job over there every year. So expecting a dogfight, as usual.
Yep. And your schedule, is there a couple of openings still you have to wait and see who's going to be playing towards the end of the season?
We're at seven games right now, and we're kind of going to stick to that just because of the way the COVID-19 is going right now, the budget, you know, because now we have to, when we travel, instead of taking two or three buses, now we have to take six buses to make sure that we're properly social distancing, and it kind of, you know, weighs heavy on the budget a little bit. So, you know, it kind of, we're going to stay right there at the seven and just try to get better from there.
Good stuff. Damian Jones, head coach at Chaminade Madonna, three-time defending state champions. Coach, again, thanks so much for taking the time on this busy night, and we'll certainly, you know, we'll see you plenty this year.
All right, thanks. Thanks for having me.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.